Dictation for Jacqueline. JACQUELINE. Curtis, CURTIS. November 12, 38. Address as a letter, Dr. Stevelton, STEVELTON, 775-1640. Dear Dr. Stevelton, follow up for Mrs. Curtis with chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and small kidney on the right side. Last visit was in December, comes in person, worsening edema, weight up, presently 166, previously 160. says to be eating well, no vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, bleeding. Supposed to follow with Dr. Smith to assess for esophageal abnormalities. Question mark. There is nocturia 3-4 times a night, but no incontinence, infection, cloudiness of blood, denies claudication symptoms, chest pain, palpitation. Used to see cardiology Dr. Sharif, Sharif, but he recently passed away. All testing in the recent past, including echo stress testing, Holter, was apparently negative. Denies the use of oxygen, orthopnea, PND. Next paragraph, medication list review, tolerating ACE inhibitors, Altase, ALTACE, low dose of HCTC for Graves' disease, hyperthyroidism, remains on Tapazole, TAPAZOLE, no anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, blood pressure 140/70 on the right, 134/66 on the left. No respiratory distress, no RAL wheezes, no arrhythmia, no pericardial rap. Few varicose veins, a minor edema left more than right, no focal deficit, normal speech. Next paragraph, chemistries, creatinine 1.4 in February, which is baseline for a GFR of 36, stage 3B. Potassium elevated to 5.2, a normal sodium acid base, a normal nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, minor increase of PTH, 69, does not require treatment, protein creatinine ratio less than 0.2, which is normal, malanemia 12.8 with a normal white blood cell platelets. She has bilateral small kidneys, worse on the right, 8.8 comparing to the left, 9.8 without obstruction. Prior CAT scan, left-sided renal cyst. And incidentally, chronic gastritis with mucosal thickening. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD stage 3B, no progression, no symptoms. No encephalopathy, pericarditis, or volume overload. No indication for dialysis. Continue to monitor over time. Next number, hyperkalemia. We discuss about the low potassium diet, not symptomatic. Next number, bilateral small kidneys, smaller on the right comparing to the left. Next number, hypertension, fairly well controlled. Next number, recent severe weight loss as part of grieving husband passing away, which is now recovering appetite and weight. Next number, chronic back pain from disc abnormalities. Mobility is improved, however, no anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, Graves' disease on treatment. Next paragraph, Cummings. I will try to keep the ACE inhibitors as long as possible. We will keep an eye on the potassium. Come back on the next 6 months, end of dictation.